Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
That feeling when your weather app tells you there's no chance of rain for several hours, but it's raining really hard right at that moment.
Pesky weather app. I am tapped, Sarah. So in the wise words of my friend Isla, we're dead inside, but otherwise okay.
See, we're okay. Although, is there anything sadder than a discarded Christmas tree just sitting outside in the mud?
Yes, a dirty, used face mask stuck in the gutter, Sarah. At least a tree will biodegrade, eventually.
True, true. Have such a good day. World, and welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Episode 129. Look out, episode 130. We are coming for you.
We really are. Yeah, you're going to be just a week away, in fact.
You got to laugh.
If math serves.
So you don't cry, Sarah.
Oh my God.
You just got to laugh.
I have never felt that phrase more deeply than in
the
last,
a good
let's call it 6 months. You know, like you have to just laugh so you don't cry.
It is imperative. I mean, you have to force yourself to laugh if you have to. We're here to talk it out, you guys. This is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life, adult life, for your entertainment. And never, ever forget, we're all in this together. And no, I do not have adult lisp. I have Invisalign. So if I sound weird, that's what it is. I have strange trays.
You sound fine to me.
Occasionally,
I understand that feeling when you're like, do I sound weird? Like, I want to make sure everyone knows that I'm not just being weird right now. Like, there's a good reason.
I did it to a couple people in person where I was like talking to them face to face and they were kind of looking at my mouth, you know?
Oh,
and I was like, oh, by the way, I have Invisalign. They're like, you have what? What? Like, they were like, they didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh, yeah. And it's just kind of like, it kind of threw a wrench into our conversation because it was like this sidebar
then it sort
that
of
I had
turned
to
into this thing where they're looking at your mouth for the next however many minutes you're talking.
Yeah, totally.
Well, now you know, but it's like kind of a focal point.
Awkward. Sarah, I'd like to know, okay, I was watching a group of fat quail eating today and it was so relaxing. I just like watched them.
Is a fat quail different than a quail?
Yes. There's something about the rotundness of a fat quail. Like they have eaten enough for the winter. They're storing it away. They're so cute and round.
They're in a category all their own.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But the ones, I think because it's winter, it's like they're fat.
And are fat quail and quail different? Heather's like, absolutely, because they're fat.
It's a science term. They're called fat quail. No, it's P-H-A-T. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
There's something about I don't know what it is. Maybe you guys can tell me. There's something soothing about watching a fat bird eat.
I think they have a good food source.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, we are fine. we are good.
They're happy.
To go.
Maybe it's because they're happy and fat. They're fat and happy. I don't know. Anyway, how's your
week
going, Sarah?
Well, never better. Heather knows because, you know, we obviously are talking on the back channel, you know, at
cahoots.
All times, but it's been very rainy here. And I know it has been in your neck of the woods too, Heather. And yeah. You know, rain is good. You know, I can't complain, right? That's what you're supposed to say. Can't complain. But it has been just quite cold and just kind of dark. Yeah. You know, in the mornings it's like 7 a.m. and I'm like, it's like dark outside.
I know. The darkness gets to me too at this time. And it's just only two more months of winter, Sarah. Maybe longer.
I don't remember it being as dark as
I know,
it has
me neither.
Been. And so, you know, there's that. When we were talking about laughing instead of crying, you know what movie I watched yesterday, just weirdly?
Huh.
Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Who's one of my favorite actors, and a really good movie.
You'd never seen it?
No, I've seen it, but like,
you saw
just
it. Okay.
Not in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I was having this conversation with a couple of friends of like, okay, who's our top 10 actor list? Like five women, five men, what is it? And then it became like this difficult conversation because it's like, that's a really hard thing to do actually, because you're going to leave out people that you really, really like.
Yeah.
Because they're just not going to make the list. You only have five slots. 10 altogether. And anyway, I was like, Joaquin Phoenix, 100% one of mine. And everyone was like, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, no, can't argue with that because I love him. But I was like, oh yeah, Joker. Like, that's what he got the Academy Award for. Like, I saw it and I know that it was not a feel-good movie, but like, let's watch this again. Mm-hmm. And it was so sad to me, honestly, Heather, even though I've seen this before, but like, I don't even remember where I was. I probably saw it in a theater at some point. Like, who knows? The whole idea that like his anxiety makes him laugh inappropriately and scares people.
Yeah.
And, you know, where it's like, he's not laughing because he's laughing. He's laughing because he's scared, you know, but it confuses everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it
you know,
confusing.
And then you have mothers clutching their children being like, something's wrong with that man, you know, and like it kind of course, it turns into something a lot more sinister. No spoilers. But like I was so sad. I honestly felt really bad.
I see that would bring your mood down a little bit. It's a dark movie. It's a very dark movie. You know, they're doing a second one, too. So you can look forward to that. But
great.
If you're a huge fan of Joaquin Phoenix, I have to ask, have you ever seen You Were Never Really Here? It's a Lynn Ramsey movie. If you haven't, you really should watch it because it's one of my favorites with him in it. And it's kind
of
something
like
that I didn't know about.
Give me like a short synopsis of the plot. Because I've seen I feel like all of his movies.
So he's I think it takes place in New York. It's like very city, gritty, very beautiful, kind of really amazing cinematography. And he's like a veteran and he's like not afraid of like violence. And he tracks down missing girls for a living.
Yeah. I do remember this movie.
It's kind of haunting, but I wouldn't say as haunting as The Joker, though. Very good movie.
I don't know. I don't know what's worse than Joker, except Titan. So thanks for that, Heather.
Yes, what did you think?
On a cracker.
That's actually a good way of putting it. Oh, well, it's here. I have to explain because Sarah did kind of give me a bit of a play-by-play via. It was Slack. Okay, let me just be honest here. It was on Slack. Okay,
it's fine,
if anybody needs to know,
people understand Slack.
So, she. Oh God, someone's calling me. Sorry. And it was at first. She's just like, Heather Frank, what did you do to me? I can't believe you. And I said, I told you, I prefaced it with, you know, you got to be careful what you recommend. And I almost didn't recommend it because I warned you. And it was like an hour went by or like a half hour went by. And it was like a little blurb like, oh, this is just crazy. And then at the end, it was like, I love it so much. It's like
it was
the best
so
movie
good.
Ever.
For anybody who's not familiar, French movie. Titan, I guess.
Titan, I think. Titan.
Yeah,
like titanium.
Like titanium.
Yeah.
It is a incredibly disturbing, I don't know that I would call it horror because it's not scary. Mm-mm. But
no,
it's just
body
it's,
horror, but
yeah. And a friend of mine, which is funny because I told him, I was like, well, this is the most fucked up movie I've ever seen, and I watched Midsommar twice. So that should, you
there's
know, and he
something
was like,
to that,
Sarah. Whatever, whatever, you know. And then he was like, oh, this is the Raw girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Raw's really
that,
good.
Which I haven't seen.
So good.
I'll get there maybe in 2022. But yeah, so Heather was like, this is a really good movie. You'll like it, you know. And I started
but
watching
I warned
it and
you.
Like, but like, and I'm like, I can handle, well, certain things I can't handle, but like, I can handle a movie that's really messed up.
Yeah.
But, you know, halfway through the movie, I was like, where are we going with this?
Well, I love this.
Oh,
so
wow.
Basically, you were like, I am injured just watching it. And I said, and she's like, she just messed up. Oh, I'm not even going to give it away.
Yeah, don't. No spoilers. No spoilers. But I will say, and I will also say, you know, for sure, if you don't like kind of like disturbing, like mind F movies,
yeah,
might not be the place mm-hmm. for you to go because it's disturbing. Disturbing, 100% disturbing, 150. But at the end, I like was like, that was so good.
You cried.
I did. I felt
and you
like
said
it,
you loved it.
It came around.
It did.
And, you know, even though I was like, well, I'm not watching that again anytime soon.
Yeah.
And, like, my mother should never watch this movie.
No, yeah.
But, you know, like, I liked it. I got where they were going with it in
exactly.
a really
it
weird way.
It changed in, like, the second half was really different. It was about love. I mean, it really was. And
it was, yeah.
It was about some very strange and unsuspecting love. But, like, it was a beautiful movie. You just have to get beyond the, like, yeah. You that was a good review, Sarah. What an experience, though, to start off being like, whoa, dude, this is the most insane thing ever. And then being like, I loved it. I'm crying.
Well, like, and I'm not sure what... We all have our thresholds, right?
Sure.
Like, my threshold is like, my threshold is never that I'm going to like walk out of a movie or, you know, not be able to finish it. Like, even if something where I'm like, oh, I don't like this movie at all, it's like, I want to know how it ends. Mm-hmm. I feel like my threshold is, I'm not sure what it is because I don't,
sure.
you know, I don't kind of
even hit it yet.
I guess. But I mean, but I definitely, and Heather, you and I mean, you know, we both love our weird movies. Like there have been mm-hmm. times where like we walked out of a movie and I was like, did not like that.
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't going to like bail early, mm-hmm. you know, I'm, you know, just kind of,
it's nice to finish stuff.
Let's see how it goes. And mm-hmm. this was a movie that I was actually pretty happy that I stuck with.
Yeah. I get
but,
it.
But it was a messed up movie.
It's
if
pretty
you don't
wild. I mean,
like,
would you recommend it? I mean, that's the thing. That's kind of what
I would recommend.
What I was up against is like, I wanted people to know about it because it was quite a special viewing experience. It did win the Palme d'Or. I mean, that's
yeah.
a pretty big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
yeah,
who do you recommend it to? Because you don't want people to be pissed that you recommended it to them.
I feel like I would recommend it to you.
That's why I recommended it to you.
Like I'm not totally sure who else I would. I you know, I told a few of my friends, you know, who I had the conversation yeah. with about the director, like where they're like, oh yeah, oh yeah, that other movie was pretty bad too. Mm-hmm. You know, where I'm like, watch it or don't watch it. Like, you guys are fine. I'm not
yeah.
worried about you.
Yeah. It's
but,
art.
But
it's
like
art.
I would never, if my mom watched it. You know, sure. I keep using my mom as an example, but like anybody who's just like not into it, she'd be like,
yeah.
what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And it's sort of like, it's very racy art. It just is. It's just like you go to a museum to see like Robert Mapplethorpe or something that's really racy. And
yeah.
it's okay to see like the paintings or the photographs on the wall that are racy. But like the movie, you know, the whole cinema experience, it's, I don't know. That's how I see it. It's just art.
It's totally art. And I thought the same way about Joker. And
yeah.
and the laughing thing, like it actually really like it like tugged at my heart a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, imagine if that was truly your ailment, you know,
yeah.
where you get scared and you laugh and then you scare other people and then
yeah.
you turn into a villain because of it. I know I'm not explaining a concept that we're not all like super familiar with already. I mean, you know, it's a whole, you know, series, long series, but like it really did kind of, it was really good though.
Well, I think it's
worth a second watch, I think.
Okay. I've only seen it once. I saw it in the theater, but what I like to do, because acting like just throws me for a loop all the time, where I'm like, how did they do that in front of a crew? Like, especially, yeah, I mean, like something like that role where he's like laughing like a crazy person by himself in the bathroom, you know, like with this crew shooting him with a camera and like, you know, an audio person. Yeah. It's like, it's just I don't know. It's like, it's crazy to me. Like, I find it fascinating. So I try to put myself in their shoes. Like, what would that have felt like to be so vulnerable? And so anyway, it's all, sure. It's all very interesting. Yeah. The process of acting.
To have a lot of trust in your team, you know, that like, this is going to end up, you know, I don't know, making people feel something rather than making people be like, this is a bad movie.
Yeah. You have to be so, you cannot be self-conscious at all. Like, you just have to, or I don't know, maybe some actors are and it doesn't come across. But
well,
it's interesting.
I mean, I guess that's sort of the tier of, again, like my whole game with my friends yesterday of being like, okay, top 10 actors. Like, who you got? Like Meryl Streep, of course. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, I argued for Joaquin Phoenix. Daniel Day-Lewis got in there. Wow. What else? Who else were our dudes?
Bradley
Johnny
Cooper?
Depp got in there. I forget who the fifth one is. But yeah, you have like
That's
Meryl Streep,
game,
Kate Blanchett,
Toni Collette.
Oh, Toni Collette would be a good one.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
But all these, I feel like Cate Blanchett, Meryl Streep, they're so ubiquitous in a way that they're amazing actresses. Don't get me wrong. They're like the best of the best, right? But I feel like there's this whole thing now where like, and I was reading this article, it was super interesting about like Hollywood is getting a little bit like, you know, they're scraping for like the biggest names to, you know, pack like 20 of them into a movie. You know, there's a couple examples from the last, like the recent couple years, because they do really well because people can bank on their favorite actor. They'll go see their favorite actor. They're like stuffing these films full of these huge stars. But I think for me personally, when there's too many stars, like big names, I lose that suspension of disbelief. Like I'm like, oh, that's Cate Blanchett. And I think she's a great actress and I love seeing her in stuff, but I think after a while it gets tiring because it's like the same faces all the time over and over.
Well,
be like,
you're trying to like break down their celebrity.
Yes,
and be like,
exactly.
Okay, you're just this character.
Yep.
Right the second.
Yeah.
Oh, Kate Winslet. Another one.
Yeah.
That was one of my top fives. I mean, you can't argue with the Kates.
No,
really
you can't. You can't. No.
You just can't. They're so good. Well, anyway, that clearly it's been raining a lot in my house and I've been stuck inside watching movies. that's what's
that
been
sounds
going
great
on.
To me.
Oh my gosh, so fun. It's I have a little bit of a not a fully non-work week this week, but Daily Tech News Show, my daily show, we're having a dark week this week, and you know, we recorded a bunch of stuff ahead of time, so you know, I kind of knew when I woke up on Monday where I was like, okay, I got stuff to do this week, but I can really try to cruise through the rest of 2021 as best I can without, you know, like heightened stress, which unfortunately has just been the last 6 months of my life.
Yep.
So, yes. And I know you know a lot about that. so that brings me to my point, I guess, and I do have one, is that I made it to Christmas. And
yay.
Now I know a lot of people celebrate Christmas. Not everybody does. So please know that when I say Christmas, I mean holidays. You know, anything that you may or may not be celebrating, you're included in all of this. Mm-hmm. My mom and I celebrate Christmas, and I was supposed to go to my really good friend's house on Christmas Eve because they do this whole Italian thing called Feast of the Seven Fishes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was supposed to happen and it was raining and I was just sort of like cold and wasn't feeling super great. Mm-hmm. And thought like, well, I don't really have a COVID test like handy. And I would never want to go over there and, you know, get someone's kids sick or whatever. So I didn't go. So Christmas Eve was very quiet and still, which is not a bad thing as far as I'm concerned. And then Christmas morning, woke up, took Otis over to my mom's and, you know, spent the day there and stayed the night. And it was so fun. And she and I just like sat on the floor eating snacks, watching sports, which is, you know, that's our jam.
Yep.
And Christmas always has like good sports. And nice. It was just...
That sounds so just, fun.
It was lovely.
One thing, Sarah, you did not jump on the matching Christmas PJ Instagram photo thing bandwagon. Yeah. I didn't see one of those with your cats and Otis.
Oh, yeah. No, we would never do something like that.
That's a thing. I feel like every time I open Instagram, it's like, if you didn't do that, you've like, I don't know, you're the odd gals out.
I don't need to match anyone ever. I know it's very cute. The family, like, look, Christmas sweaters thing. Like, I get it. Like, not annoying at all. It's it's adorable. I just am not going to do it.
Yeah.
So that's where
I'm at. It
seems
like a very popular thing this year, like more than last year.
I remember a few years ago, and I don't, you know, and maybe it was just because, I don't know, more people had smartphones or whatever, but it was like, it was Thanksgiving, not Christmas, but Thanksgiving, you know, in the U.S. And I got like 13, like, happy Thanksgiving texts from people, you know, with like a family photo where I was like, well, that's nice. I mean, people get together on Thanksgiving and whatever. But I'm like, I didn't realize it was like, it almost felt like happy birthday or something, you know, where like people felt obligated to like be like, happy Thanksgiving, and here's what we're doing. And I was like, yeah, okay, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, right? And then I didn't really get really any of that on Christmas, not directly, but on social media, absolutely. And I know that's what you're talking about, like the, you know, the ugly sweaters or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if people all want to, like, wake up and dress alike for a day...
So be
That's
it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Go for it. I've just never once done that.
Yeah.
With anyone in my life.
And that's okay. And you're not much of a costume kind of person anyway, so.
I don't know why it makes me have more fun if I'm wearing the same outfit as you.
Just,
you know, I'd rather just kind of wear what I want to wear. And then, you know.
Strive for the same level of fun.
Indeed. So Christmas was real nice. Heather, I know you had a mellow Christmas as well. And it's been a year for so many of us, and I really can't complain. I was happy when it was over, in a way. And I hate the discarded Christmas trees on the side of the road, but otherwise, you know, it was okay.
Yeah. And okay is great. I think, I mean, especially in a second pandemic year, but
exactly. Okay. We're fine with okay.
Yeah. Okay is just great.
Exactly. Well,
it was funny because, you know, we went on a little trip, and I'll tell you a little bit about it, but yesterday, so we got back actually on Christmas Day, and we were supposed to get back on the 26th, and I'll explain, but let's take a step back. Okay, so I went on this trip, and it was kind of like this sort of, let's, instead of get presents for each other, me and my boyfriend, let's take each other to a cute hotel somewhere and go on hikes and, you know, eat
food. Sounds nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind
of
our
like
deal.
Experience present.
Exactly. Yeah, and so I have a friend who opened up Alexandra, if you're listening, that's you. She opened up this hotel in Point Reyes, very cute little boutique hotel, and got a couple nights there. It was super cozy, and the only thing, it was raining really hard, like, the whole time. So, like, we were on the road a lot, you know, when it was pouring rain, so it kind of, it created this vibe, which was actually kind of fun, and it was very adventurous, you know, and stayed there a couple nights. We we weren't able to do as much hiking as we wanted because it was raining. Like the river was overflowing. I mean, it was wild. It was like not even like light rain. It was like storming. And we did get a crack in the weather. It was about a half day of beautiful sunshine, but it was definitely cold. We went on this very long hike in a place called Tomales Bay. It's so beautiful. We saw like coyotes and elk, but it was cold though. You know, I'm wearing my big puffy jacket and it's chilly, but really like crisp.
Did you guys go to Nick's Cove?
We actually didn't because we were going to go to Nick's Cove. We weren't there long enough. And in fact, we originally were going to book Nick's Cove, but it was booked. But we ended up, we were like, well, it's raining. So like, why don't we spend one day in San Francisco and like go out to eat and go to a museum and like go shopping and like do stuff that is actually more conducive to like rain.
City stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we did that and it was really good. And most of you know, I lived in San Francisco with Sarah for like 14 years. So I know it very well, like the back of my hand, I could be an Uber driver. But it was interesting going back. It was like, after all this time and kind of like being in LA a couple times, it just all this time has passed and this weird vacuum we've been in for the last 2 years. And it was like, I went to this old city that I know better than any city in the world with like new eyes, but like went to all my old haunts and it was kind of the same, but it was definitely different too at the same time. It was bizarre. Yeah. It was, you know, I went to like, I mean, I literally went to like my old apartment, went to like my favorite cafe I went to all the time, got like the same food that I used to get. And it was really great. It was great. But it was, you know, everyone's masked up. I mean, it's really different. There's still long lines. And we went on a shopping spree at Amoeba because my boyfriend, he basically like he sold back a bunch of stuff. So we had fun like finding some new things. And we went to what was interesting when I say it was like the same but different. There was a couple interesting little things I'd like to note. So we went to the MoMA, which was really cool. I mean, it was obviously little different.
The Museum of Modern Art for anybody not familiar.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful building. It was renovated a few years ago, but it's COVID time. So you're wearing a mask and, you don't really have those run-ins with people in the bathrooms, the public bathrooms where you're just like, hey, how's it going? You know, because you're just kind of like, let me wash my hands and get out of here.
If you weren't wearing masks, you'd just be like making friends left and right.
Oh, man, Sarah, you just know it. But like what was interesting though, so I went to a couple of my favorite restaurants and a couple things that were just not the same. So one of them was a place called Nopalito. You're familiar with it. And it was a place I had been to like 100 times. And I was really looking for this specific dish I used to get, but they didn't do it anymore. It was, you know, it's been years. It's fine. I get it. New menu. But they do this QR code ordering thing, which I know is not a new thing. I remember going to Japan in 2010, and there was a restaurant that did that. It wasn't exactly a QR code, but it was very similar, kind of a digital app, like ordering kind of thing. Very high tech at the time. And it was so bizarre because I'm so used to sitting there and I would chat with the waiter and it was always kind of jovial and fun. And, you know, they would give you these little amuse-bouche and these little cookies at the end. And it was just like a warm experience. Well, it wasn't like that at all. It was like, okay, order on the app, basically. And I was like, I felt like that older person, like, do you actually have a paper menu? Can I order from you? Is that an option? Because I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to pick up my phone and go through an app.
Well, it's the COVID thing. You know?
I know.
They don't want
totally.
People touching stuff.
And I get it. I totally get it.
Spreading around.
But I don't love it. I didn't love it. And I know. I know it's just the way it is. And it's the same thing with you go to a fancy
you
restaurant.
You have nostalgia what the before times
what
were.
It was
I
before
get
times
that.
Exactly yeah. And like Foreign Cinema, one of my favorite restaurants, we went there, sat outside, you know, it was actually a wonderful meal, very good quality. It's like a nice restaurant, but like the waiters just come and go. Like you do not have that like fun warm conversations with them because they have masks on. They want to get going. I mean, they're not happy and jovial to be there, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure,
well,
it's
and
really
they
hard.
Don't think you want them to linger.
Yeah, exactly. So
you know,
that
because
like
a lot
a
of people are like
dance.
get away exactly. Waiter, you know, kind of, you know, or waitress, or you know, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah,
it is tough. You have to definitely, customer service is different.
Yeah. I miss the engagement for sure. But then, so long story short, we were supposed to go with, I was going to go with my extended family and have Christmas Day with them back down kind of south of San Francisco. And I ended up going to a French friend's house up in wine country in Glen Ellen, kind of near you for Christmas Eve. And that was lovely. And then the next day we were going to go to this Christmas Day thing. And then a friend sent this alert that like it was this insane storm coming and it was going to close 101 and it was going to snow and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was true. In fact, we ended up going home. We got COVID tests. It was just this whole thing. It's a long story, but we ended up leaving on Christmas Day. And then on the 26th, the day that we were supposed to drive, the entire day was hailing up here. It was bad on the roads, real bad. So it was good we got home. And Monday was a bit of a doozy because of the rain and the hail. And it ended up being a snow day. But it kind of started off like it was like a doozy within a doozy within doozy. You and I chatted. I mean, we both had a day. Wi-Fi was down. The guests were stuck in the snow. The roads were closed. You know, weather related stuff. All the things. But it's so rare for it to snow. I'm right on the ocean. I'm on the cliff of the ocean in California, and it snowed. But it was funny because I got up thinking, oh, I have so much work to do. I'm so behind. You know, we were going to do the show. We were somewhat behind because my Wi-Fi was down. And I get, you know, in front of my computer, oh, the Wi-Fi was down. It got me in a bad mood, you know. I had so much stuff I needed to do to get through the week, you know, to start my week off right. And then I just let go. I was like, you know what? It's a snow day. I am going to make a fire and kick my feet up because what else am I going to do? I couldn't really do anything, honestly. Right. So ended up being this lovely day, like this wonder. We watched movies. It was great.
There's a funny thing where my internet, luckily, hasn't gone down recently, but it certainly has when I've lived at this house. And the problem with my house is that if there's no Wi-Fi, my cell service actually is null anyway. Mm-hmm. So I have to like drive 15 minutes east in order be able to like call anybody or like, you know, if there was an emergency or whatever. It does suck. It's, you know, things have been pretty stable, but I know that feeling of like, oh man,
you just feel so disconnected.
I was going to do all this stuff. And now I just like, it's too hard now.
Yeah. You should have seen me trying to coordinate like some of these Airbnb requests, like via my two apps and my books. And I was just like sitting there on the couch. Like, I mean, this is silly. Like I can't do this. Like, why am I even trying? Like, let's just wait till tomorrow. And hopefully the day will bring me a gift of Wi-Fi. And it did. And here we are.
And I'm so glad. I'm so glad for you and
thanks,
for
Sarah.
Us. When you were talking about Foreign Cinema, which is a restaurant, if that was confusing to anybody, like there are like restaurants that Heather and I used to hang out at all the time.
All the time.
You know, and there's so many of them, and like some of them are gone, some of them remain, or have changed hands, or you know, all you know, just general city stuff.
Totally.
But I have a friend who's moving down to Santa Monica, California, where you and I both used to live, and is kind of like, kind of doesn't really know LA that well, you know. Where I'm like, okay, well, you're on the West Side, so that's what you're doing, you know. You got to lean into the West Side.
Yeah, you do.
Or you're going to be in a car a lot. Another friend, so weird, who just happens to be visiting like right now, was like, oh, yeah, it was, I had like this weird run-in with like some weirdos at Vons, you know, where I'm like, what? Like, I love Vons. What are you talking about? You know, it's the Vons across from Bay Cities. And I'm like, oh, that Vons, you know? And then so my friend who's moving there is like, what's Bay Cities? And I'm like, only the best delicatessen you will ever have in your back pocket for the rest of your life, as long as you live in Santa Monica. So if anyone's not familiar with this part of the world, there's a small deli. It's small. It's a grocery store, an Italian grocery store that has some specialty items from, you know, like Spain and Argentina and Greece, but mostly Italian. But they have this incredible deli, and the sandwiches will like knock you into next week. That's how good they are. And I love a good sandwich. And it is just the best place. And it's, you know, it's been there forever. It was there when I got there back in 2004 for the first time. Still there, whatever. So I'm telling my friend about it, and he's like, this is incredible. Like, how do I not, how, but like, why does nobody talk about it? And I'm like, because it's just, if you live there, then you know about it. It's not like, you know, some world-class hotel type thing. You know,
it's where not people necessarily are like, a destination. It's just like a local, local spot.
And it's truly like, it's the best sandwich you're going to have today. And that's,
in this day and age,
that's just what's happening. You know,
yeah, I hear you.
It's an incredible, good sandwich. And they have
so lots
that's
of what
options.
You told this person.
So anyway,
you
yes.
You got to
so
go get a sandwich.
So I told my friend, I'm like, you're going to love Bay Cities. And then like a few other, cause it was a group text, a few other people chimed in and they're like, oh my God, Bay Cities, like my, like, you know, ride or die. Anytime I go to LA, like you got to go to Bay Cities to get a sandwich. And I'm like, see, it's not just me. Anyway. So it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I felt so good about like imparting wisdom of like a fun lunch, you know, onto a friend. But
you
I was
good,
like,
Sarah.
Thank you. But then I was kind of like, I was like, oh man, I wish I could go there right now.
Yeah.
Just not going to do it, but I wish I could. That sounds really good. And then I started thinking about like things that I just sort of miss. And I'm not talking about COVID at all. I'm just talking about like stuff that you really loved doing that, you know, you miss when you go away. And to be honest with you, I hadn't thought about Bay Cities in quite a while. It was just the context of the conversation I was having where I was like, oh shit, Bay Cities, yeah. And then I was like, oh man, I would kill to just like be able to walk around the corner, which I used to do, and get my Sandy, you know, and go back home and just be like, yeah, we got a lot of food here now. You know, I miss it.
I remember you getting those sandwiches. These are the little tidbits I remember about you, Sarah. You would get a Bay City sandwich and you would eat half of it like for lunch and then you'd eat the other half for dinner or maybe even for breakfast.
Oh,
they were
I mean, if you ate the whole thing at once, it's like, all right, well, now you have to go to bed. You've completely wrecked your system. But no, I mean, it was definitely two full meals. Just a wonderful place. So anyway, I was kind of like, aw, feeling nostalgic, you know, feeling nostalgic about one of my haunts that probably wouldn't have come up if it hadn't just been like a conversation about something else otherwise. And so, you know, and I think a lot of us, especially around the holidays, Heather, I'm sure you can relate, you know, are in our feelings and you know, just kind of like, okay, you know, how are we gonna, you know, the year is almost over and, you know, how are we gonna just kind of put a pin in this one and, you know, what's next year gonna be and are there goals and all the things, you know, we all do that. And I don't know that I really have one. I think last year on the show, I said something, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, try to like get a lot healthier. And I feel like I'm pretty healthy, to be honest. I mean, besides having cancer, that was an unhealthy thing that I had. But like, I've done all the things right.
You take care of yourself, though.
I don't think I've cut a lot of corners. So I don't really have one. You know, I just don't really have one. But when I was thinking about Bay Cities, my favorite deli, and how much I wanted one of their sandwiches, I was like, you know, what is something else that is from my past and I can't go back to and would be meaningful to me? Mm-hmm. And so this is really weird, but there's a book that my, you know, I had as a kid, you know, like just like regular kid book. Mm-hmm. And it was all about, it's called The Tiger Voyage. Mm. Tiger with a Y. It's I looked it up. Like you can still get it on like used bookstores, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the whole idea, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who might, I don't know, want to read this book and doesn't want me to spoil the ending, but it's all about like, it's like a family of humans and a family of tigers, and they coexist. And, you know, the family of tigers goes on a big journey. Mm-hmm. And I loved this book when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved it. It's sort of, and it's kind of written as a poem. The whole thing's sort of a, you know, one big poem, you know, a lot of rhyming and I don't know. And when I opened up the front cover, I've always had the book, just like I have a big bookcase with a bunch of books that I never even touch, whether I've read them or not. And I was like, how is this going to feel? And I open up the front, and on the first page, you know, where people like will dedicate a book to somebody else. Mm-hmm. My dad had written, "Happy Valentine's Day, Sarah, from your dad, 1979.
Wow.
And I was like, 1979. And the thing is like, I've read this book so many times, mm-hmm. but not since I was a kid. It was just something that I felt was important to kind of keep with me. Mm-hmm. I didn't even remember that he did that.
Wow. You know? That's so special you stumbled upon that.
I know. And it was like a little Valentine's gift because he knew I liked tigers.
That's so sweet. I love that. See, this is why you keep books.
Well, it was one of those things where I was like, I don't even remember why I was so attached to this book, mm-hmm. but I was, you know, and I looked at it today like, holy shit. Wow.
Maybe you should read it again. Maybe it's a message. Oh, you did read it again.
I did. Aww. I mean, it's not a very long book. Take you 20
it's
minutes.
A good book, yeah.
Yeah. But it, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't remember that it was like a gift and like it was like a Valentine's gift. It was just like, it was so meaningful to me. So I just felt like, I'm so glad I did that. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. You kind of go into the vault and you find things.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Love the vault. You got to have a vault. I know. I try not to do that right now because I don't want to go too far down memory lane, especially with the year that I've had. But oh man, do I have a treasure trove of those things. Ooh, yeah, that'll
absolutely. Yes. And I mean, you know, everybody at their own pace for sure. It was one of those things where I was just like, oh man, like I hadn't seen his handwriting in a while.
That's really sweet.
Especially really sweet. In a place that I just forgot it was ever, you know, when you're, I don't know what, I was probably 4 or 5 when I got this book. Like mm-hmm. I probably didn't even care that he had signed it in the front,
yeah,
you know,
but
I sure did today.
All those times that you moved and like, we're like just dreading putting stuff in boxes. I'm so glad that you carried that around with you.
I know. And it's a really good book for anybody. You know,
I would like to read it. I don't think I've read it.
I know. You would love it. It's so adorable. It's, again, it's called The Tiger Voyage and T-Y-G-E-R. And I know we have folks in our audience who have kids. And I think it's a very adorable book.
Richard Adams?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that cover looks really familiar. Very cute.
It's possible you read it too. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't know if this is some like weird thing my dad got me or if, you know, every kid when they were children read it, but it was really adorable.
Oh, very cute.
So that's my, you know, hopefully going into 2022 is a nice little story for y'all.
And it's a good omen maybe that you came across the book and, you know, you may not have been browsing in your bookshelf at that moment. So I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, I really don't even know what like
compelled you.
No. Yeah. You know? I mean, I knew where the book was. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got my bookcase, got lots of books, you know, but I like, and I know that I have it and it's important to me that I have it, but I just didn't look at it for 20 years.
Wow.
And some change. So anyway, that's the end of that.
Well, Sarah, I think that's really special. And never get rid of that book.
I won't.
Ever. So this is, I feel like this is such a week. This is such a Sarah week. And a lot of people out there are calling it dead week. But I feel like it's sort of that like weird, awkward chunk of time between Christmas and New Year's Eve where you're like, well, I don't have to work, or maybe you do. Sorry if you do. Or like you don't really have, there's like this weird non-momentum because you just got through the holiday and then like the New Year's around the corner. So maybe you're just like, oh, this is the perfect time to relax. Maybe it's like the best and the worst time. I don't know. But I feel like you have every right to chill right now. This is like that week before the New Year's, the looming New Year pressure of like, whatever, if you're really into New Year's resolutions, I'm not really. I just thought it was a fun thing to talk about because it seems like you wrote this, Sarah, even though it was according to The Atlantic.
Okay.
Apparently, it's in Norwegian. It means time and space for celebrating the Yuletide. And in Old Norse, I don't know where this comes from, it means not adhering to the rules of any particular holiday. By eating cheese and cake for breakfast, getting drunk at inappropriate hours, not looking at calendars or clocks, forgetting what day it is, wearing outfits that make no sense, ignoring phones, and falling into a pointless internet rabbit hole for hours. Made me think of you, Sarah. I feel like that is so...
That's like me every day.
Like eating cheese and cake for breakfast. Like, I mean, like, I can't tell you...
Unfortunately, I can't do this every day, but like just like ignore all calls, but still be on the internet eating cheese.
It's kind of you. It's kind of
magical day. Yeah.
Wearing outfits that make no sense. I don't know if that's you. You're not going to be into like the matching pajamas. So that might not apply to you, but I think
you should see some of the outfits I do wear that don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And in the cake for breakfast, I totally remember when you used to eat sweets, you used to eat cake for breakfast. I remember this.
Well, I ate cake for breakfast when there was leftover cake in my house.
Sure, of course.
I mean, I wasn't like going out of my way to eat cake for breakfast. Listen, if there's leftover dessert in the morning, I will eat it.
I love this about you.
I wanted to just like go to waste?
No, you don't. I do not want to throw away that cake. So I want to know from you guys out there, what are you doing for Dead Week, which is this week, the time between Christmas and New Year's Eve? What are you doing?
Is that
New
what
Year's
we're calling
Eve?
It?
It's called Dead Week. I'd like to call it Dead Week. And actually, The Atlantic call it Dead Week, so I'm stealing it. But New Year's Eve, are you doing anything exciting? Are you just going to chill and watch some Netflix? I'd like to know. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. And by the way, Sarah, what the heck are you doing for New Year's Eve?
I mean, going to bed early.
I love
that's
that.
What I'm doing. Like, that was it's like, perfect. I'm like, what am I not doing?
Not
everything.
Staying up till midnight?
No.
That's what I'm doing. Not staying up.
I haven't stayed up till midnight in several years now.
It's been a while.
And I've never had, I've had lots of like fun New Year's Eve plans.
Uh-huh.
When I say never, in the last, I guess I'd say 3 years, maybe more, I just didn't have plans. And that was, you know, by design.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I go to bed at about 10 to 11 p.m. every night, and there's nothing wrong with doing that on New Year's Eve.
No way, man. Well, it's funny. I do recall it was maybe like a couple years ago, you and I sort of like, we valiantly but reluctantly went out on the town for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
And we were both like yawning. We were bar hopping.
I think by like 9 p.m. we were both like, well, do you want another drink or do you want to just go home?
And we're like, yeah, let's go home.
Let's go home. Yeah.
I still remember that.
Just get nice and cozy.
Oh, that sounds so good.
But yeah, I don't know. I wish there was some big fun soiree. I'd go, you know, but there isn't one that I know of, or at least not with people I want to hang out with. And it's just not happening.
It's all good.
We'll see what happens in a year from now. You know, there's always another year. So, Heather, we got a real nice email from Henry C., who lives in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Henry said, from your podcasts, you both have had a tough year. And Henry, I think that is a good assessment.
I don't mean to laugh, but
it's been a
gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh. Or you do gotta laugh, right?
Yep.
Henry says, "May the coming year be a much better one." And Heather, I'm so sorry for your loss. May God comfort you. Sarah, it's been 20 years since I saw you on the old screensavers. You've shared your ups and downs, so thank you. Wishing you the best in 2022. And I thought that was really, really nice of you, Henry. And
very sweet.
Just so y'all know, we've gotten a lot of personal notes from folks. Mm-hmm. We don't always put that on the show because sometimes it just feels like it's just to us, you know. Yeah. It wasn't meant to be something that, you know, someone's trying to get, you know, like amplified. But we read and try to respond to every single one. And everybody who's reached out to us, we appreciate that so much. It's just heartening.
Yeah, like taking the time to write us. I mean, it really does make our day. It makes us have such a good day. It really does.
It really does.
Some of you have experienced grief and you know that it comes in these waves. So it's like, it's not that life is all awful, because it's not. There's a lot of great, every day. But I think all of us have kind of gone through a lot the last couple years. And it's just so nice to have your support. In fact, speaking of support, our Discorders, those people, love those people. Right now, in fact, I have to dive in at some point because they're talking about that one password business, which I know you know a lot about, Sarah. And I am guilty that I stopped using it and it's actually screwed my life up. So I'm going to have to kind of dive into the conversation.
I'm a LastPass user myself, but same idea. I'm definitely happy to, you know, chime in on any of that. But I feel your pain, Heather. You know, there was quite a while where I was like, I know I'm not doing this password thing right. You know, I'm being lazy.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm forgetting things. You know, like, it's just like, have to have a manager. And once you decide to overhaul the whole thing, it's like, you realize real quick how many places that you're signed into.
Yeah.
That, you know, you reused a password for, or, you know, or just had like a dumb one
because
you
thought, oh,
what does it matter? Because it's like, oh man. Yeah, that's a fun holiday project.
Oh yeah. Tomorrow, I'll jump in there tomorrow and we'll discuss. But I wanted to just shout out to them. Merry Christmas, y'all, and Happy New Year. You guys are the best.
Absolutely. Happy holidays. And for anybody who might be listening and saying, well, I'm on your Discord. Well, if you would like to join our patronage folks at patreon.com/havesuchagoodday at the $5 and up per month level. So, you know, might break the bank, but hopefully it wouldn't break the bank. We would love to have you join the conversation. We're such a good little crew in there. Everybody is just our BFFs. I love each and every one of you, and not only because you send me like adorable photos of your families and your cats and your dogs, but that is a plus.
Oh, such a plus.
And if you're listening to the show right now and you say, oh, I'd like to directly support the show, we would appreciate it. So again, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where to find out more about that.
Well said, Sarah Lane.
Thank you, Heather Frank.
Well, okay. So I think it's about time that we go get cozy. I think we're both cold in our studios. We're both super bundled up. I have like wet hair. I just washed my hair. So I'm like, I got my hoodie on and I'm gonna go make a fire, make some soup.
I have not thought about. I have a bunch of frozen food. I'll work it out.
I think you will too. Let me know. Let me know what you choose.
I will. At the first moment possible, I'll let you know. Here's what I'm eating.
Please do.
Thanks everybody for listening. And when we see you next, it'll be in the next year.
Oh, very man, exciting. You're right.
Yeah,
gosh. I know. Well, happy. I know, what do I even
it really
say?
Really is like, a dead week, isn't it?
It really is. So, gosh, end of the year. This is an end of the year show. Sarah, our last show of 2021. I feel like we need to do something. Maybe we'll do something for our first show of 2022, because that sounds
more exciting.
What about
going to bed early?
Let's do it.
You know, I love it. So cozy and like warm and like,
oh,
yummy.
Especially with the flannel sheets.
With like some Christmas cookies. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, all right. Well, until next week, everybody, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather forever.
Have such a good day.
Later.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.